We're going to, the crucifixes that we'll get them at the end, the crucifixes that were blessed, were given by Peter, we'll do the exorcism right now. Our help is in the name of the Lord and for everything that you have, okay? In the name of God the Father Almighty, that made the heavens, the earth, the seas, and all that is in them, and I exercise these metals against the powers and the attacks of the evil one. May all who use these medals devoutly be blessed with health of soul and body, and all that we have, all the books, all the things that are on us, in the name of God the Father Almighty and of His Son Jesus Christ our Lord, through the power of the Holy Spirit. And in the love of the same Lord Jesus, who will come on the last day to judge the living and the dead and the world by fire. Amen. Let us pray, Almighty God, the boundless source of all good things. We humbly ask that through the intercession of Saint Benedict, you pour out your blessing upon these medals and on all that we possess, all the books, all that we have on us of religious. May those who use them devoutly and earnestly strive to perform good works be blessed by you with health of soul and body, the grace of a holy life, and the remission of the temporal punishment due to sin. May they also, with the help of your merciful love, resist the temptations of the evil one and strive to exercise true charity and justice toward all, so that one day they appear sinless and holy in your sight. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let the angels bless everything. Okay, great. And I don't see John. Where did John go? Hi, John. Oh, you know, we really got this place for really nothing. If there anyone who can help just maybe give a little donation to the parish, that would be a great blessing as well. If you could do that. And John is the one taking care. At the end, we'll do the final blessing, but also can we help clean up, make sure that everything is wherever you found it, put it back where it was. Okay. All right, so at the bottom of page 9. So Jesus is saying to Louisa, you are it. I'm hearing this. I said to Jesus, my love, what are you saying? And besides, what good comes from me from such a great fortune that you are talking about? When you deprive me of yourself, all the goods convert for me into bitterness and without you. See, she has no life without Jesus. And then I have told you many times that you alone do I want, because you, Jesus, are enough for me in everything. And if I had everything, even if I had everything without you, everything changes for me into martyrdom and indescribable pain, love, grace, light, the whole of creation. Speak to me about you. They make me know who you are, and not finding you, I became delirious. I go into mortal agonies. Now that's what we're going to see. We're going to see Jesus in everything. We're going to hear Jesus in everything. We're going to taste Jesus in everything. We're going to smell Jesus in everything. He says in volume 36 that I give you the senses so that you can experience God. So as Catholics, we see Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. As Catholics, we hear Jesus speaking in the Gospels. We as Catholics, we smell the odor of sanctity and the incense. As Catholics, we taste Jesus. As Catholics, where two or three are gathered in my name, Jesus is there. So we're beginning to use our senses, but we haven't seen anything yet. You're going to experience, outside, you're going to experience the love of God. That's what heaven is. You're going to, from the tree leaves, you're going to feel, I love you. You're going to sense, I love you from God. When you look at the clouds, you're going to sense, I love you from God. We haven't seen anything yet. What's going to happen is, as we inhale this, I love you, we give back to God His, I love you, in a divine manner. This is what Jesus wants from us. So she says this, all of creation speaks to me about you. We hear God, we see God, we sense God, we taste God. Therefore, the primacy, the rights of the firstborn, give them to whoever you want. I don't care about them. If you want to make me happy, remain with me. You alone is enough for me. It is enough for me. And Jesus added, Louisa, This is so funny. My daughter, I alone must not be enough for you. See, Louisa doesn't understand who she is yet. We don't understand who Louisa is. Nor do I want you to say that you do not care about everything else, creation, redemption, and sanctification. No, no, it is not enough for me to give you myself alone without giving you all of my things. This is God's image and likeness. If I, God, care that you have primacy and be first order of the divine will, you, Louisa, too, you must care about it. And it's the same thing for us. If Jesus is asking us to be the little children of the holy divine will, we have to care about this. We have to understand our mission. Don't you know that my frequent coming is bound to your being my firstborn daughter? And it's the same thing to us. God has given us the book of heaven. Don't you know that when we read the book of heaven, we are being bound to Louisa and becoming the little children of the holy divine will? Don't you know that as long as Adam remained firstborn son of my divine will, having therefore primacy over everything, I, God, visited Adam often. My divine will reigning in Adam administered to Adam all the manners necessary in order to be with me and as the son who forms the constellation of his father. So I, God, spoke to Adam as to a son and he to me as his father. As Adam withdrew from my divine will, Adam lost his primacy, the rights of firstborn. See, he was banished from heaven. Along with them, he lost all of my divine goods. Adam no longer felt the divine strength to sustain my presence. See, you have to see, no man can see God and live. That's what Scripture says. God is so beautiful, he's so holy, he's so perfect that no one has the strength to sustain God's presence. That's coming back, though. We're going to see God and we're going to live. This is what's coming. Nor did I feel drawn by divine force and a divine will to go to Adam. So all his bonds with me were broken. Nothing was due to him by right anymore. Nor did he see me unveiled any longer. So God is veiled now. But amidst lightnings and eclipse with my light, the light of my divine will that he had rejected. So again, that's what the Jews heard God in the thunder, saw God in the lightning on the mountain. Now, don't you know that the primacy of Adam, lost his firstborn son of my divine will, has been passed on to you, Louisa? That in you, Louisa, I, God, must enclose all the goods that I was to enclose in Adam had he not withdrawn from my divine will. Therefore, I, God, look at you, Louisa, as the first creature come out of our divine hands, because the one who lives in my divine will is always the first before her creator. Even if she was born later in time, this says nothing. There's no time or space in the divine will. In our divine will, Louisa, the one who has never gone out of it, is always first. See, then you, Louisa, must care about everything. My coming itself was the irresistible force of my divine will that draws you to me and indisposes you. Therefore, I, God, want the highest gratitude of your fortune of being the firstborn daughter of my divine will. That in itself, that paragraph itself, is astonishing. Nobody even knows Louisa Picaretta. Now, the Catholics who don't want the Blessed Mother to be Mother and Queen, Theotokos, they don't want Mary to be the mediatrix of all grace, they don't like Our Lady. Can you imagine what's going to happen when they hear about Louisa? It's going to be unbelievable. Here is this nothing, Louisa Picaretta. And Jesus says, basically, everything is yours. You are greater than a new Adam. And then why, I said to God once, why another woman? How come it couldn't be another guy? It's got to be another woman. Well, it's to make the devil realize that he is going to be crushed not only by the Theotokos, Mother of God, he's going to be crushed by Louisa, a woman, the little daughter of the divine will. And then what does Jesus say in volume 15? I give you this gift, Louisa, so that you could give it back to the man. As Eve took it away from Adam, you, Louisa, are going to give it back to the man. Who is the man but the Pope? Once the Pope has this gift, this is why God is expecting an awful lot from us. Once the Pope has this gift, and I was hoping it was John Paul II, then I was hoping it was Pope Benedict, then I was hoping it was St. Francis, and then I was hoping again it was Pope Benedict. I pray that this gift is given to the Pope. It might be the next Pope. It might be, as there's some are saying, it might be Cardinal Burke. This is going to be glorious. This is going to be magnificent. All we do is we continue to pray. We are the ones that are laying the foundation. When you lay a foundation, you dig a ditch, you dig a hole, and you make the foundation there. Not to be seen by anybody, really. Little, insignificant, and hidden. Going to our room, closing the door, and praying. This is the foundation that Christ is going to then give to the Pope to form the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. We're doing, if you want to say, the dirty work. It's fiat and being peaceful, joyful, and happy. Again, it's more joy than misery. So again, God's got great, great plans, and all he needs us to do is say fiat. Volume 20, 10, 26, 26. I pray you that the kingdom of the supreme fiat might come soon. And that's what we do. This is our prayer at Holy Communion. I pray you, Lord Jesus, that the kingdom of the supreme fiat may come soon, Lord. Hurry. So that everyone from Adam up to all souls who have done their own will then may receive the honor and the glory that they have lost. Look at your family. We're not just praying for our family. It's for everyone, past, present, and future. But your family has given you the information of what to pray for. And you will receive many triumphs, many glory in its fulfillment. Now, while I was saying this, my highest good Jesus moved and touched and making my first father, Adam, present to me, letting Adam himself tell me with emphasis of love, all special, blessed daughter, finally, my Lord and God, Savior of so many, after so many centuries, has delivered to the light of the day, Louisa, who was to think about giving me, Adam, back the honor and the glory that I, Adam, had lost by doing my human will. How I feel happiness redoubled. My happiness redoubled. Until now, no one has ever even thought of giving me back that honor that I lost. Therefore, I thank God profoundly for having delivered you, Louisa, to the light. And I thank you, daughter dearest to me, for taking on the commitment of giving back to God the glory as if his will had never been offended by me. Do you see that? And to me, the great honor that the kingdom of the supreme fiat be established once again in the midst of the human generations. It is right that I, Adam, give you, Louisa, the place that had been destined to me as the first creature that came out of the hands of our Creator. You have to understand, this is bigger than you think. Who is this Louisa Picaretta? Volume 20, 11, 6, 26. Do you think that you shall see the full triumph of the kingdom of the eternal fiat before coming to heaven? Louisa, it is from heaven that you will see its first triumph. It shall happen to you as happened to me with the kingdom of redemption. I did everything that was needed. I formed the foundation. I gave the laws and the counsels that were needed. I instituted the sacraments. I left the gospel as the norm of their life. I suffered unheard of pains unto death. But while being on earth, I saw little or almost nothing of the fruits of the carrying out of redemption. The same shall happen for the kingdom of my supreme fiat. We shall do it together, my daughter. Your pains and your long sacrifices, your incessant prayers that my kingdom may come soon, and my manifestations about it, I, God, shall unite everything together with me and shall form the foundations. So it's all planned. It's all planned. My lovable Jesus, this is volume 20, 11, 27, 26. My lovable Jesus made himself seen in my interior, lying flat, as if his holy humanity were acting as a foundation in my poor and little soul. And resuming his speaking, he said to me, my daughter Louisa, Do not become distracted. That's the same thing for us. We're distracted by holy things, by good things, by saintly things. We just did the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Jesus said to St. Faustina, the final devotion that I'm giving to my church before I return is Divine Mercy. That's the final devotion. So Jesus is now asking us to go beyond devotional. He's asking us to really begin to live an abundant life of the fiat, to enter into this book of heaven, to let Jesus himself teach you as you close your door and pray. Jesus, as you pray the rounds, as you pray the You Must Know book, as you pray the Virgin Mary and the Kingdom, as you pray the 24 Hours of the Passion, as you get into this, it becomes your life. A lot of people I know, they've got books in different places of the house, in the kitchen, in the bedroom, in the den. It's something. As you go in, you continue to read what you've started before. And then Jesus will tell you what to read. You know, what do I do? What do I do? Just ask Jesus. Sit down and say, do you want me to read this? And if there's no response, he wants me to read it. And then you just open the book and you start reading. Let God teach you. This is what's so amazing. He says, my daughter, don't become distracted. Focus on this gift. Don't you see the foundations of the kingdom of the eternal fiat in you is formed by my steps, my works, my heart palpitating with love for the honor of my divine will and my ardent sighs by the burning tears of my eyes? It's to be one with Jesus. This is what this is all about. All of my life lies within you, Luisa. And that's what God wants us to know. Go to Luisa. Listen, if you have any trouble, read the letters of Luisa. They're filled with beauty. They're filled with beauty. All my life lies within you to form the foundation. Therefore, it is not befitting that your little work over this foundation so solid and so holy be done with distractions. So again, he's asking us, people say to me, I love St. Teresa. I can't wait to read her prayers. I said, well, they're good. They're saintly. They're holy. But it's not divine will. Jesus wants you to live in the divine will. I mean, I'm not saying stop reading the prayers of the saints. Jesus is saying focus on the divine will. And so I have to really listen to what Jesus is saying. Let me read the volumes. Let me read the rounds. Let me focus on the Virgin Mary, the kingdom. Let me, Jesus, lead me, guide me, speak to me, teach me. Luisa, help me understand this. Blessed Mother, teach me this month what you taught Luisa. He says that your rounds of the supreme volition be done as shaded. Don't. Again, when you pray your rounds, focus on that. You don't have to, like I said, you don't have to go through all the rounds. Pray with intensity the rounds. But don't say, oh my God, I got all these pages. No, if once you stop, okay, you put a little marker in and next Saturday, finish the round. Finish them if you can. If you can't, put a marker in and the following Saturday, finish them. There's no rush. It's not to read. I had one person say that they were speed reading the volumes. It's Jesus speaking. It's letting him lead you, guide you, direct you. No, my daughter, I do not want this distraction in you. Do not fear. You shall remain buried in the sun. Oh, I love that. Of my divine will. Who more than it shall be able to eclipse you in such a way that no one may notice you? The Son of the Supreme Fiat shall have great care so that as the little lamp of your soul is surrounded by the divine rays of the divine will, the divine Son of the divine will may appear in it while keeping the little lamp hidden within itself. This is so God. In your little lamp of your soul, surrounded by the rays, divine rays of the divine sun, will keep the lamp hidden That's what happens to us. It's to participate in this gift. This is the reason why the little children of the Holy Divine Will are filled with such peace, joy, and happiness. God is doing it. We're just participating in it. Volume 20, 12, 29, 26. Now, if the creation was called from nothing, if the creation was formed on the foundation of my creative word, fiat, that I spoke and it created, it commanded, and all things took their place in order and harmony in the creation of the kingdom, the supreme will. Instead, it was not content with forming it from nothing, but it wanted, as guaranteed of safety, the basis, the foundation, the walls of all the acts and all the pains of Jesus' most holy humanity. That's how we do the rounds. Through all the acts and all the pains of Jesus and Mary, in order to form the creation of its kingdom. See then how much this kingdom of my holy divine will costs, with how much love I, God, developed it within me. See, it's Jesus. This is what's so great. Therefore, this kingdom exists. There is nothing left but to make it known. Everything is done. And Jesus says, now there's nothing left to do but to make it known. To whom? To your family? I don't think so. To your friends? I don't think so. To your neighbors? I don't think so. Even to your parishioners? I do not think so. It's to you. You go to your room, close the door, and make it known to yourself. Let Jesus regenerate you. Let Jesus teach you, guide you, lead you. Again, you can produce 30, 60, or 100 fold, whatever you want. You can limit God as much as you want, or you can say fiat to God as much as you want. He says very clearly, everything is done. Everything is done. I just love that. All that is left is to make it known. To whom? To us. Your family doesn't want it. Your neighbors don't want it. It's to us. So Jesus is saying, focus on this. So as to let all the goods it contains go out into the field, go out into the world. I want the divine will in the midst of your family, by you, just smiling. See, as you breathe in this gift of the divine will, this light is emanating from you that's found in Louisa. You really become a little child of the divine will through the little mama Louisa. So what I want from you is that, just as my holy humanity left my holy divine will free to form its kingdom, you, Louisa, leave me free without opposing in anything. So that, finding no opposition in you, Louisa, my acts may flow in you, Louisa, and take in their place of honor. They may line up all in order to continue in you, Louisa, the life of my kingdom and my divine will. That's the same thing for us. If we are one with Louisa, this is what will happen. God is going to put everything in order. Everything's going to be perfect. Volume 21, 9, 27. My daughter Louisa, you cannot comprehend what I, God, feel for you. The divine joys, the divine happiness that I, God, feel because I, Jesus, find in you, Louisa, the first fruits of the kingdom of my divine will. I, Jesus, find the delights of the early fruits. See, be fruitful and multiply didn't happen with Adam. It happened who was human. It's now happening with Louisa. These are the first fruits of what God said to Adam 6,000 years ago, be fruitful and multiply. The first fruits of the music that only the creature who lives in the divine will can produce, because Louisa takes all of our divine notes that are in our most holy divine will, and Louisa makes them her own and forms her beautiful music in my kingdom. And I, God, delight in listening to Louisa. I, God, find the first fruits of order, first fruits of true love of my divine will conceded to Louisa. I, God, find the first fruits of divine beauty that enraptures me so much that I, God, cannot detach my gaze. So I find all of your acts, Louisa, as first acts that no one before you has given me. See, Our Lady did, but Our Lady's Theotokos, Mother of God. Luisa is born of original sin. Do you see the difference? Jesus and Mary are the only two. The new Adam and the new Eve are the only two. And now, Luisa. This is amazing. The first fruits are always the things that are like the most, that attract and that are enjoyed the most. If other similar things come after the first fruits, it is by virtue of the prime act that the other similar acts could be formed. And so all the glory is of the prime act. Therefore, you, Luisa, shall always have the first fruits in the kingdom of the divine Fia. There should be nothing done in the kingdom that shall not start from your prime act. All of creation begins again, as God originally planned. Everything begins again, as God planned, not as we humans think. It's the way God has planned this because of Luisa. And so everyone shall be turned toward you, Luisa. To you, Luisa, the beginning of this divine glory. You see what God's got planned. And again, go back to your mission. What is your mission? You have to talk to Jesus about this. What is your mission? It's to be with Luisa, the beginning of the glory. To be with Luisa in the new heavens, the new earth, the new Jerusalem. Therefore, I, God, want everything to begin from you, Luisa, in order to form my supreme kingdom. Now, do you see why Jesus wants to wean us from the holy, the good, and the saintly? He says, I want you to share in divinity. And a lot of people say to me, well, I love the saints and I just want to keep on praying. And I go, but let go of them and begin to read the Echo Book. Make that your life. Let go of it. Go to the 24 hours of the Passion. Make that your life. Let go of the saintly things and read the Virgin Mary and the Kingdom. Let that become your life. That's what Jesus is waiting for. Look what he says. I want everything to begin again from you, Luisa, in order to form my supreme kingdom. Let's look at from Maine to, you know, Texas. How many are here? You have to understand, this is not for everybody. This is not for everybody. Jesus says it's only going to be a few. Only a few. He says there will be many more saints than those who live in the divine will at first. And a lot of people have left the divine will to become saints, and God bless them. Jesus says, I want the divine will to reign. This is what he's asking of us. Volume 20, 130-27. As the creatures advance in the knowledge of all the manifestations of all the goods contained in the supreme fiat, they shall find your norms, how you have turned heaven and earth upside down, making your rounds everywhere and asking that this kingdom might soon become known. That's what the rounds are for. In the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, so that the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. And then we end it with, Jesus, take my humble prayer and make it your command. And then sit back and watch. They shall find what you have suffered to obtain for them such a great good. See, we're going to know the sufferings of Luisa. How they must conduct themselves and what they must do in order to have free access to live in the divine will. Therefore, it is necessary to make everything known. This is the book of heaven. So that my kingdom may be all complete and nothing may be lacking to the kingdom, either the greatest or the smallest things. So certain things that to you seem to be small may be a divine rock transformed into most pure gold that shall form part of the foundations of the kingdom of my supreme fiat. Just think about it. Your fiat. Let's just look. Some difficult situation that you may find yourself in, and you say fiat. Jesus says this, that seems so small, so insignificant, may become a divine rock transformed to the most pure gold that shall form part of the foundations of the kingdom by supreme fiat. See, Jesus looks for fiat. He says, when I hear the soul say fiat, God, I, God, go into ecstasy. Again, we have no idea of how beautiful this is. Vime 23, 10, 23, 27, my little daughter Louisa, this little girl you see, she saw this little girl, is the image of your soul, timid in receiving the light and the knowledge of my divine will. But I shall drown you with so much light that you may lose whatever remains of the timidity of the human will. Because in my holy divine will, there aren't these weaknesses. But it becomes a divine courage, a divine strength, an insurmountable and invincible. In order to form the kingdom of my fiat in the soul, I, God, lay all the knowledges about the divine will within Louisa as the foundation. And then I, God, take possession, laying my very life within Louisa in order to have my true kingdom. Whew. Again, who is this Louisa Picaretta? Who is she? Vine 23, 12, 22, 27. When I, God, choose a soul for a mission that must bring universal good into the midst of the human family, first I fix and enclose all the goods in that chosen soul, who must contain all the superabundant good that everyone else must receive, who perhaps shall not even take everything that this chosen creature encloses within herself. So the one who is chosen, Louisa, must possess more than what all the others together should possess. Who is this Louisa Picaretta? And just as all find light in the sun in such a way that all creatures do not take the whole expanse of its light and the intensity of its heat, so it happens with my Mama Mary. The goods that Our Lady contains are such and so many that more than sun, Mary spends the beneficial effects of her vital and vivifying rays. And so it shall be for Louisa, the one who has been chosen, for the kingdom of my divine will. See then how the sacrifice of writing shall be repaid to you, Louisa. And it's the sacrifice of reading for us. Louisa has written everything down. I told you when I was in the secret archives of the Vatican, When I saw the books, when I held onto those books that Louisa wrote, her thumbprints were etched onto the pages. She was so enamored by what she was reading, her thumbprints were etched on those pages. Are our thumbprints etched on these pages? Or do we just read them, page after page? The sacrifice of writing shall be repaid to you. The sacrifice of reading shall be repaid to us. First, the good of the ray of that knowledge is fixed in Louisa, and then Louisa shall see the good that descends through Louisa into the midst of her little children, and in return, the glory of the good that they shall do ascend again within that same light, Louisa. So it comes from Louisa and goes back through Louisa. How happy, Louisa, you shall be in heaven. And Louisa, you shall thank me for the sacrifices you have made. And we're going to thank God for the sacrifices of reading. He says very clearly, you will see the good descend through Louisa to us and the return from us through Louisa back to God. We're going to see things never before seen by any human. My daughter, when a work is great, universal, and encloses many goods that all can enjoy, greater sacrifices are needed, and the one who is chosen to be the first must be disposed to give and to sacrifice her life as many times for as many goods as she encloses, in order to give together with those goods her very life and for the good of her brothers and sisters. Did I, God, not do the same in redemption? Louisa, don't perhaps you want to imitate me? How glorious is that? Volume 23, 1, 13, 20, 19, 28. The ardor of our love forms huge waves and makes us, Triune God, see everything as divine love. Placing Louisa in the midst of these waves, even though in our all-seeingness sees everything, we, Triune God, have put everything aside so that this one, Louisa, we will renew the great prodigy of the first act of creation. So we heard Jesus says putting things aside. Now it's the Triune God putting everything aside for what? For the new beginning of mankind. We did so with the Sovereign Queen, the Blessed Mother, since she, Mary, did not break our love and preserved our life of our holy divine will within herself. Our Lady has the title. Our Lady has the right of Queen. Oh, how our divine love rejoices and makes feast in seeing the Blessed Mother as the first queen of our work of our hands. But our divine love is not content with having only one queen, nor was this our divine will in creation. Therefore, pouring itself out very strongly and releasing its contained waves, our love calls this creature Louisa, and now centralizes in Louisa the whole work of creation. It pours upon Louisa like pouring rain. It overflows with its divine qualities in order to have a second daughter queen, to make her, Louisa, the foundations of the kingdom of our divine will, so as to be able to have the retinue of our children, all of them kings, all of them queens. See, what Jesus says to Louisa, the crowning of his church is this gift of the divine will. And then he says, everyone, all my children of the divine will have a triple crown of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is why I am, he uses his name, putting everything aside to operate in you, Louisa. Are we putting everything aside to go to Louisa? Jesus is really wanting, what is our mission? The first act of my, listen to that, putting everything aside to operate in you, Louisa, the first act of creation. My love forms the enchantment for me, and while I look upon other saints, it makes me keep my gaze fixed on you, Louisa, because it makes me pour everything that is needed in order for me, Triune God, to form the kingdom of my divine will in you, Louisa. I act like a father who, having provided for his other children to get settled and having to go do so for another one, does not either think about the previous ones, about those whom he is to fix later. But putting everyone else aside, he thinks of the one whom he is about to settle, whom he's about to help. And if this son is good, and he whom he chose is worthy of him, the father does not mind how much time he spends, how he endows him with greater riches, and he prepares a sumptuous house for him. In some, he puts out all of his paternal love. And so I, God, do when it comes to realizing the purpose of creation, which is the kingdom of my divine will in the midst of creatures. For she, Louisa, whom I, God, call to be first, I, God, hold nothing back. I, God, centralize everything in Louisa, knowing that everything shall be inherited by those who shall follow Louisa. That's pretty good. And part six will be in another. We're going to end there. We're going to do now the consecration. And if we can kneel, it would be good. All righty. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let's do the prayer. We forgot to do this after Mass. The Archbishop asked that we do this after every Mass. Prayer to the Most Holy Trinity for the glorification of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. Together, O Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we praise and thank you for the gift of the holiness you granted to your faithful servant, Luisa Picaretta. She lived, dear Father, in your divine will and became under the influence of the Holy Spirit, similar to your Son who died on the cross due to his obedience. She was a victim and a host, thus contributing to the redemption of mankind. Her virtues, humility of Christ and to the Church, urges to ask you for the gift of her glorification on earth so that your glory may shine and your truth, justice, and love may spread all over the world in the particular charisma of the Fiat Voluntas Tua, Sequit in Cielo and in Terra. We appeal to her merits to obtain for you, Most Holy Trinity, the particular grace for which we pray to you in your divine will. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints. And now, prayer to the consecration to the divine will. O adorable and divine will, here I am before the immensity of your light, that your eternal goodness may open to me the doors and make me enter into it to form my life all in you, divine will. Therefore, prostrate before your light, I, the littlest among all creatures, come, O adorable will, into the little group of the first children of your supreme fiat. Prostrate in my nothingness, I beseech and implore your endless light, that it may want to invest me and eclipse everything that does not belong to you, in such a way that I may look and live in your divine will. It will be my life, the center of my intelligence, the enrapture of my heart and of my whole being. In this heart, the human will no longer have life. I will banish it forever and will form the new Eden of peace, of happiness, and of love. With it, I shall always be happy. I shall have a unique strength and a sanctity that sanctifies everything and brings everything to God. Here prostrate, I invoke the help of the sacrosanct Trinity, that they admit me to live in the cloister of the divine will, so as to restore in me the original order of creation, just as the creature was created. Celestial Mother, Sovereign Queen of the divine fiat, take you by the hand and enclose me in the light of the divine will. You will be my guide, my tender mother. You will guard your child, and will teach me to live and maintain myself in the order and the bounds of the divine will. Celestial Sovereign, to your heart I entrust my whole being. I will be the tiny little child of the divine will. You will teach me the divine will, and I will be attentive and listening to you. You will lay your blue mantle over me, so that the infernal serpent may not dare to penetrate into the sacred Eden, to entice me and make me fall into the maze of the human will. Heart of my highest good, Jesus, you will give me your flames that they may burn me, consume me and nourish me, deform me the life of the supreme will. Saint Joseph, you will be my protector, custodian of my heart. You will keep the keys of my will in your hands. You will keep my heart jealously and will never give it to me again, that I may be sure never to go out of the will of God. Guardian angel, guard me, defend me. Help me in everything, so that my Eden may grow flourishing and be the call of the whole world into the will of God. Celestial Court, come to my help And I promise you to live always in the divine will. Amen. And may the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. A couple of things. If you want to become a third order Benedictine, let me know. Email me, and we can arrange that. Any help that you can give to St. Daniel's Church, John is over there to help. And we've got crosses up here. Please take one and thank Peter for this. And if you want to be part of Peter's group, every Sunday at 3 p.m., he has live stream Divine Will Cenacles, Mary Hill, Queen of the Divine Will.org. And if you didn't hear that, email me and I'll get it to you. Yes.